operation? I can help. It takes a farmer to understand a farmer, and Thumb National is recognized as one of Michigan's premier agricultural lending institutions. Whatever the need, Thumb National offers a great variety of loan products complemented by convenient financing terms, competitive rates, and one-on-one service from our bank's farming professionals.
Give me a call at our Pigeon or Bad Axe office. I'll meet you at the bank, in the field, or at the farm.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank, where relationships are built on trust. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network presentation of the Division 7 District Championship as the road to Ford Field continues. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mark McConnell, John McConnell with your call tonight from Kansas City, Michigan as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are in town. Well, let's take a look at a direct comparison between the two schools. If you were to dig a tunnel from Laker High School to Cass City High School, I might suggest find a different hobby and perhaps a good attorney. But if you did, it would be a 15-mile underground tunnel. If you were taking advantage of the cheap gas in Elkton by car, it is a 16.6-mile journey between the two schools. Actually, Laker and Cass City High Schools are almost directly north-south of each other. Laker High School is just 2.5 miles to the west. In regards to school size, over the past decade, both schools have lost a lot of students, including the entire area, especially Cass City. There are 282 Red Hawks wandering the halls this year, according to the MHSA, with 263 green-white-clad students to the north, plus 19 for Cass City. If you look back 10 years ago, Cass City had over 500 students enrolled in high school. Lakers had 389 in 2007. Doing the math, over 10 years, Cass City has lost 221 students, Lakers 126. Tonight marks the 63rd meeting between EPBP and CC. Lakers holds a sizable lead in the series, 45-16 overall, with 1-0-0 tie in 1962. Remember that one, Dave? Yeah. Lakers has not played an opponent more than the Red Hawks. They've played Cass City 63 times now, and Bad Axe, their second most opponent, at 61. For the Maroon and White, it's flip-flop. Bad Axe is their most frequent opponent, both being in Class B for a number of years, playing 71 times, Lakers at 63. In the world of offensive production, Lakers leads the entire Greater Thumb Conference in scoring, averaging 38 points on the dot a game. Cass City comes in at number 4, scoring 34.8 a game, plus 3.2 for the home of Dave Arsenal. Defensively, no one comes close to the Lakers. The Green Machine has been allowing, on average, just 8.9 points a game through 10 weeks. Cass City still has an impressive number, with the number 3 defense in the conference, giving up 15.4. Harbor Beach splits the difference at number 2. So, it's 6.5 favorite of Harjo's Ben Franklin. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and University of Louisville Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread sits tonight at Cass City, 3.5 points. Dave, today is the 279th day of the year, meaning just 86 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any New Year's Eve plans yet? No, well, you should work on that, you know? You haven't had plans all season. Yes, and this is the 11th week now. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide at WLWSports.com, especially those listening across the great state of Michigan. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for that?
Always.
Okay, so which, Dave? Cass City is named after General Lewis Cass, territorial governor, second territorial governor in all time of Michigan from 1813 to 1831. But this was just one of his many titles he ever held. Dave, name two other titles aside from territorial governor that Lewis Cass held in his career.
What year was that again?
1813 to 1831, he was governor.
Oh, just a couple years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Let me think about that. I'm going to go with he was a Michigan state rep, and
okay.
He was a U.S. senator.
Well, you would be correct. That is, in fact, true.
Really?
He held 7 titles. He started out as an Ohio state representative. Then he, for until 1807, in 1831, he was Secretary of War under Andrew Jackson for 5 years. And then at 1836, he became the ambassador to France until 1842. And then he ran for Senate, the U.S. Senate. He won 1845 to 1848. In 1848, he was the Democratic presidential nominee. and he was the one pushing for the popular sovereignty doctrine, which would allow the states to decide whether they were a free or slave state. He lost in 1848 to Buchanan, and then went back to the Michigan State Legislature in 1849 to 1857. And then in 1857, he was picked up by Buchanan as the U.S. Secretary of State from 1857 until 1860. And when then he, that was at the point in which he resigned because he was not pleased with Buchanan. All right, so that's the first bonus question, dude. Wow. Our first question.
You don't have to go any further if you don't want to. I got that one right.
All right, well, bonus question. On the State of Michigan's Secretary of State website, you can check for available customized license plates. How many plate options can you get customized in the state of Michigan?
Wow. I don't have a clue. I'm going to say there's quite a few and go with 50.
Well, you're close. It's actually 33. There's three standard plates. It has, you know, the Pure Michigan, the Peninsulas, the Mackinac Bridge. There's one additional military option on top of that, 15 different universities, which is a fundraiser, and then 14 special causes, such as, you know, the Boy Scouts, Lighthouses, Ducks Unlimited, that kind of thing. So another bonus to the bonus, Dave. Let's try and get you back on board here. How many branch offices are there of the Michigan Secretary of State? This is an easy one, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'll go with 100 because I have no clue.
Well, it's 131, in fact.
Okay. Yeah, that's
when,
so bad.
And then 132 if you include the mobile branch office, and that's as of when they redid the entire department in February 2015. All right, Dave, back to football. What are your three keys to tonight's game?
Well, let's start with Lakers, the road team here. Stay within yourselves. You know what team you have. Yes, Jake Kretschmer, not healthy, not 100%. Don't know if he's even going to play. But you have a five-cylinder engine, Clark, five gears. You don't have the top end. You don't have the fifth gear. You've got four other gears you can work with. They have a very good football team. Jake Kretschmer is the home run hitter. They're going to have to find different ways to score. So stay within yourself. Know what you have in your offense. 3 and 4 and 5 yard gains are going to be okay. The big one may not come tonight, but you can still win this game. If you're Cass City, you have to attack. Lakers missing Jake Kretschmer. There sounds like there could be more starters missing for Lakers. We won't know till the game gets going. But if you're Cass City, you have to attack. You have to find those weak spots, find the vulnerable parts of this defense, because there isn't much to find on that defense. That D-line of Lakers is for real, and maybe one of the better defensive lines I've seen since covering high school football for 6 years. So they got to take care of business and find those holes. And back to Lakers, let's stick with that D-line. They need to dominate tonight. They need to control the pace of the game. They need to be the aggressors, the ambassadors. If they can dominate this football game, it's trouble for the home team, and Lakers can find a way to beat this team twice in the same season.
Current conditions in Cassidy, Michigan are 44 degrees with clear skies. They're calling for a 10% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour and gusting up to 5. Visibility is at 12 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.34 inches. And the dew point is at 30. It feels like it's 42 degrees out. The humidity is at 58%. Sunset was way back at 6:17 this evening. And we're currently in a full moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. It's crazy to think, Dave, on November 3rd, just 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. When we started this season, we have lost 3 hours and 24 minutes since week number 1. So, your officials tonight, your referee, Christopher Wilson, umpire is Keith Woods, linesman is Brian Pitt, your line judge, Bradley Crampton, and your back judge is Lewis Cummings. Cassidy won the toss. Has he elected to defer in this ball game? As we are just about set to listen in for our national anthem and all the festivities here, as the full moon comes up in the far left corner of your radio right now in the most beautiful field here tonight, as it is a beautiful night for football.
It certainly is. Both teams are ready to roll, and Lakers break in a huddle here. We're going to get ready for our national anthem, but got to point out, Lakers has come to town here ready to play. They brought all the signage. They got stuff lined up in the end zone, stuff on the fences. It's awesome, and you can tell it's a rivalry. It feels like College game day should be here, Clark. It's a lot of fun. And looking for – that's what we
what
are,
we?
Right?
What are my chop liver or what?
We're high school game day, okay?
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, so it's going to be great, and I can't wait for this game to get started.
So we listen in to the home announcer here in Cass City, Michigan, and as the Cass City marching band is on the field with some impressive numbers out there for our area. Let's listen in.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please remove your hats. Active and retired military, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute. And everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart
as we proudly sing our national anthem.